It's time to break down some of these games, and with that in mind, turn our attention to the Million Dollar Sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yeah, it's that time. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, gave you the Cowboys outright last week at Lambeau. The Beavs on the cover against Utah. The continued success of the Cougars. Mr. Sterling, how are you today, sir?
Holding my breath, watching the Miami game.
Yeah, I realized I was taking you away from that Votek.
I've got more shows to come up and go through. And watching my daughter, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a long night for her. She's at the game cheering for Miami. So
nice.
Not good.
Blacksburg bound. I mentioned the Utes. They kind of ground one out at Corvallis. Now they're at the Rose Bowl for UCLA. Bruins struggled with their backup in losing to Washington State. Jim Mara says, Josh Rosen, a game-time decision. It's a big game in the South for Utah, who will, you know, then host the Huskies next week. They're already bowl eligible. Last year, they played a low-scoring game, 17-9. They pulled Joe Williams out of retirement last week. He ran for 180 yards. The odds makers say the Bruins bounce back, laying 7. What are you thinking here?
Josh Rosen's playing. Trust me on this. So he'll be ready for this game here. Yeah, Joe Williams did look good. And remember, L.A. native quarterback Troy Williams, who started his career with UW, he's going to be motivated. And this kid's talented, and they move him around in the pocket. They do play very close to the vest, but problem here for the Bruins is just 21 rushing yards per game the last two games. And I think they need to run the ball to take the pressure and the bullseye off Josh Rosen. And I don't know if they're good enough. I think the wrong team's favored. I got Utah winning the game outright 23-21.
All righty, let's go to the Big 12. Last week, 10 teams. West Virginia is one of the last unbeatens in the Power 5. They host TCU. Horned Frogs barely beat Kansas last time out. Took Oklahoma to the wire, though. The A&M transfer, Kenny Hill's the quarterback. Odds makers say Mountaineers remain perfect as a 6-point home chalk. What gives?
Wow. Most people don't even know that West Virginia is undefeated. I asked a couple of my friends in the gym, and I said, what do you think the record is? And they said 4-2. And I'm like, no, 5-0. They clobbered Texas Tech last week because they controlled the line of scrimmage. I don't see them dominating the line of scrimmage as much in this game. And I like the fact that even though Texas Tech does give up some yards, they get turnovers. They have 8 turnovers the last 3 games, and 3 of the last 4 games between these two teams have been decided by 3 points. And here is the X factor. TCU, 12-0 off a bye. That shows you how good a coach and staff they have here. I think TCU pulls off the upset, 38-37.
All righty. Barnes burned. This next game makes you want to go, oy. Oregon State heading for Seattle, down to a third-string quarterback, Marcus McMarion. As much as it pains me, this Washington State team is really good. I don't really see a weakness. Their defense is outstanding. But that's a pretty big number. Dogs minus 37. What are you thinking here?
Well, they won last year 52-7 in Corvallis. And the Beavers were improved until that injury. So that's a real big problem for them. They not only are down to third-string quarterback, their running backs aren't banged up. They got a slew of linebackers banged up, and both cornerbacks are banged up. Washington already has 24 sacks on the year. I know Washington has Utah dead ahead, but the coaching staff is really good, and they're going to keep the pedal of the metal until I think the lead's at least 40 points. Washington wins 55-7.
All righty. We'll continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Follow on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Let's go to Tempe. Sun Devils, one of the conference teams in trouble. Defense banged up. They allowed 315 yards on the ground against Colorado. Now they face the air raid. Still insisting ASU stole his signs. Mike Leach still harping on that. They don't even know if Manny Wilkins will be available at quarterback or if they go with Dylan Sterling Cole. Cougars, a 7-point road chalk. Who you like in here?
You know, and it's gone up in some places to 7.5 and 8. And Arizona State, by playing Texas Tech and Cal early in the season, I think really has an advantage here. Basically playing the same offenses. Now, Washington State's a little bit better. But I love the fact that Arizona State is a multifaceted running game, a little bit different than what Washington State's faced. And I still don't think Washington State's defense is that good. So if they're able to run the ball, they're able to play a little keep away from Washington State's offense. And that pressure now is on Washington State. They're 3-0 in the conference, not used to being in this situation here. And the series hosts 16-4 against the spread. And Arizona State, different team at home, 7-3 as a home dog. I'm going to call for the upset. I'm calling. This is a dog day evening, dog day afternoon for you. Arizona State wins the game outright 42-40.
All righty. Finally, tomorrow night from Berkeley, the Ducks arguably off the worst performance like in program history. Now they got to face the Bear Raid of Cal, the 2016 Golden Bears, however, not to be confused with the 1985 Chicago Bear defense. They give it up pretty big, too. Ducks run out Justin Herbert for the second straight game. And, of course, this is a step down quality-wise that he's facing after the Huskies. Cal laying 3 as a home chalk. How do you see this one playing out?
I like the fact that they're going to go with Herbert. I think he's going to end up being a pretty good quarterback down the road. Now, the dog is 5-1 against the spread in Cal games this year. Ducks on an 0-6-1 against the spread slide, 0-3 in the Pac-12. To me, that's shocking. Cal knows how to blow leads, though. And now I think it's gut check time here for this Duck team. They were tired and heading into this break, but I think being fresh and hitting rock bottom, sometimes you end up seeing the best effort from a team. And like I said, Herbert, I think he's going to end up being a real good quarterback. And Oregon 5-0 against the spread as a road dog. Why not? 4 out of 5 dogs here. Ducks went outright 42-35.
All right, and finally, we always talk about the games that maybe have an impact here in the conference nationally, but when it's showtime, you and your folks sift through the games, find those matchups that will equal victories for your clients. Your game of the week is in the NFL. Cardinals off a short week, hosting the Seahawks in the Sunday Nighter. Seattle with the nail-biter against the Falcons. How could the people get this and all you've got to offer at Paramount Sports?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. Big, big weekend for us. Some people call it October. I call it Locktober. You're going to get 2 weeks of games through Monday, October 31st. All it is, just $147 with coupon code SAVE50. So go to the website, ParamountSports.com. 2 weeks of games, $147 with coupon code SAVE50. Or call us for that game for free. First 10 callers, we'll give it to them for free. And it's the biggest game in the NFL, Arizona and Seattle, 800-400-9741.
All right. Enjoy the Canes. I see they're down 3-0. Enjoy the rest of your radio.
But driving. We're looking for any positive sign here.
Actually, I see it. They're just across midfield. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it. Good luck. And it's always fun, Lee. You have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.